chew on that thing.
You get me? You got to explain that to everyone.
Everybody knows what that is already.
Really? I didn't know. Trent the other day was like, have you heard of the Hawktua thing?
Yeah.
And I looked at him, I was like, are you a crazy person? What?
It's pretty funny. So there's people that like interview people in the streets or whatever, like Nashville, whatever they are.
They interview like drunk people.
Drunk people. So it's funny. This girl was just having a good time. And what did it say again? Like
he asked like, what is the number one game changer in bed or something like that? Like and, what will make a guy go crazy or something like that?
I think that was it. And she says, you got a Hawktua on that thing. No, Hawktua and spit on that thing or something like that. And you feel me? And she's just laughing, you know? And now she's viral for being the Hawktua girl.
Imagine being her. Like, I wonder if she has a job and everything or if she's still in school. Because she has a full-time job. Like, that's a little embarrassing. Then all of your coworkers have seen that.
But it was like anybody that's like, I'm trying to think of the word. Like anybody that's like been drunk and had fun and just says random stuff understands that she was just kind of kidding around. Maybe she wasn't, but like she was definitely in a kidding around like
manner, it's funny. You know? It's funny. Just imagine, I mean, being famous for that. That's like damn.
But I read something that she had like deleted all of her social media accounts.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now everyone's trying to find her. I saw some video that was like, there's a search warrant out for Hawktua girl. Like, everyone's trying to find her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for her if she deleted all her shit.
Yeah, she's probably getting, like, very...
She'd probably get canceled for something.
Well, she's probably getting just bad DMs and stuff. Just people, like, being...
Creepy guys.
Derogatory and stuff like that. Yeah. So, good for her.
Anyway, Hawktua on that thing. You get me? So welcome back. We missed a week last week. We're MIA because we had a big, big, big holiday.
Father's Day.
Trent's first holiday. Trent's first holiday. Trent's first Father's Day.
Well, I'm not a father yet. So,
Well, it was technically your first. It was my first Mother's Day and your first Father's Day.
The first real Father's Day is going to be next year where we actually have a human being.
True, but we still celebrated because I got you a present.
Yeah.
Which I had gotten Trent's Father's Day present like back in March because it came across my feed and I was like, okay, this is perfect. I got to get it. And I did. And did you love it?
Yeah, it's great. It, what is it? I don't even remember what it says. Best dad ever.
Yeah, best dad ever.
And it's like a Braves shirt.
Yeah, it has the Atlanta Braves
A
on it.
And colors, obviously.
And the colors. And it says best dad ever.
Yay.
It's a shirt. Did we say that?
Yeah, it's a t-shirt. Yeah.
So that was cool. And then I found or I came across this video on TikTok and it was this like last minute cheapo Father's Day gift. And I thought, oh my gosh, I should do that. So all it was, you buy like a journal that has blank pages in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on Amazon and this was like literally on Father's Day. No, the day before Father's Day that I did this. So I went to Amazon. I ordered like a $5 cheap ass journal with blank pages.
And journal.
What you do is on the front page, like the cover page, you just write Father's Day throughout the years. And so like, I had to get my crafting hat on and pull out my markers and
did you do it with your calligraphy markers?
No, just Crayola markers.
Oh.
But I wrote Father's Day throughout the years. And then on the first page, I wrote a note from baby and put the sonogram picture on it.
Oh, yeah, it was cute.
And I just wrote a sweet note in there. And then I thought it would be so, like, it's super special because, like, each year I'll pull that out and baby and I will do a craft for dad for Father's Day, whether it's, you know, fingerprints, footprints, whether they write a note, like eventually they'll be able to like tell me what they want to write in it. And then one day they'll be able to write in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think it'll be cool.
It is cool. It's a very thoughtful thing and inexpensive thing. So it's like,
yeah, it's like
easy.
I mean, I'm being really smart because this was $5 and then all the other years it'll be free.
That is right.
So like if we're ever in a bind, you ain't getting no gift. You're getting that. So
tall I need.
Happy Father's Day.
Nice words from my wife and baby. Yeah. Can't beat it.
Perfect. Yeah. So I was excited about that. It came really late, so it was a late Father's Day gift, but still, better late than never, right?
That's what I always say.
And my crafting skills suck, so it's not the most beautiful thing in the world, but hey.
You could have just said baby did it.
It's the thought that counts.
Baby did it.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Absolutely.
So, big things. Today, we're going to watch the College World Series.
Oh, it's probably about to start as we're doing this.
Game one was yesterday.
Yeah, game one.
Who won? A&M?
Probably won.
Oh, you don't know?
I mean, it was 9-5 in the ninth inning, so I imagine that they won.
Okay. Yeah, we went to bed. I was about to stay up for the whole thing, but Trent was KO'd. He had to go to bed early, so we didn't watch the end, but...
Yeah, it was 9-5.
Working 9-5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. Who are you rooting for?
A&M.
Okay, so it's hard because I hate A&M.
And I hate Tennessee.
Yeah, and Trent hates Tennessee, which can you explain to our listeners and me why you hate Tennessee so bad? I would love to know the history behind this.
It's just we played them in baseball and all their, like their, from their fans to their players to their coaches, we're just all douches.
Like, is there a specific thing that happened that
Not
you
really.
Can recall?
They just like carry themselves like they're like higher than everybody.
They think they're hot shit.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
It's like Ole Miss kind of. So.
Who do you hate worse or more?
Probably Tennessee. Or maybe Ole Miss. Shit, I don't know.
That's a hard one.
Probably Tennessee.
Okay.
Because it was like the in-state rival kind of thing too. So
when you were playing, was it the same coach or was it a different coach?
No, it was a different coach.
So all of the coaches have been douchey throughout the years.
I don't even remember who the coach was, though, really.
What's the name of this coach?
Vitello. Tony Vitello.
Tony. Yeah, Tony. Which, if you're named Tony, you're already off to a bad start. So, but this guy, he just stands in the dugout like he's just like, I don't know. He just looks like a douche.
Like he's hot shit.
Yeah. And the way he walks out to the mound, it's like, dude, okay.
Chill out, bro.
You're not that cool.
Oh, yeah. Take a little chill pill, dude. You're just a coach, bro.
And they do like the daddy hat thing with the, when they score a home
That's
run.
Gay.
I know. And then they put the cheetah fluffy jacket
it's pretty
on.
Gay.
It's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay,
but
Tennessee.
But they probably think they're so cool.
Y'all are freaking trannies.
So I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because I hate A&M, but Trent hates Tennessee, so I don't know who to root for.
And we like A&M's coach, kind of, right? Yeah, huh?
I don't know. I don't think I've...
His name is like Schlossnager or something. Schlossnager.
Schlossnager.
Something like that.
What? What a guy. Imagine if you're named Schlossnager. Anyway.
You're bound to win for sure.
Did he do an interview or anything? I feel
yeah,
like I don't know
some.
The coach. I do like the Kent kid. So maybe Caden I'll
Kent.
Root. Yeah, maybe I'll root for him.
Jeff Kent, son.
Yeah, they keep showing Jeff Kent, which the poor guy, he just doesn't want to be on camera.
No, he doesn't.
Like at all. Every time this kid comes up to bat, they show his dad.
Yeah.
And he's just like chowing down on sunflower seeds.
He smashes them. Yeah. But,
and he has no emotion. Like, you can just tell he doesn't want to be...
Yeah, because, like you said yesterday when we were watching when he hit that home run, he doesn't want to get, like, too crazy and, like, do some stupid shit that, like, would take the tension off his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's just, like, barely... Like, it looks like he's excited, obviously, but, like, he's, like, barely clapping and stuff.
Yeah. You can definitely tell he's, like, trying to let him have his moment.
Yeah.
But I also think he's just nervous. Which you disagreed last night, but I swear, like, if your kid's up to bat, there's no way you're not nervous.
Yeah, I know.
As a parent, like, even Jeff Kent, who apparently was like an all-star baseball player, you still get nervous. It's your kid. Like,
you want them to do good.
Yeah,
that's fair.
If we have a kid, like, if it's, I mean, boy or girl, no matter what, if they play a sport,
it's going to be nerve-wracking. I don't know if I have any fingernails.
I know, you literally, you might chop your fingers off.
Yeah,
like.
I might just get nubs, permanent nubs.
It's going to be nerve-wracking. Oh, my goodness. Like, I can just remember my sister coming to bat and my mom, like, I'd be sitting on her lap and her legs would be, like, shaking because she'd be so nervous. And then, like, she'd flinch every time she would swing. And, yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, college baseball.
CBB, college baseball.
Yesterday, we had a super fun day.
What do we do? I'm just kidding. yeah, it was a fun day. Fun day. We worked out.
Well, our biggest thing was we had date night.
Oh, date night. Date night. Well, yeah, that was the biggest thing. I was getting there. Oh,
okay. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
We had a fun date night. We decided that we would go to the Waterway area and eat dinner at Mahoney's, which we went there for brunch one time, but we haven't had their dinner. And the Waterway does like these concerts on Saturday nights. So live music, all the fun things. But before that, I wanted to go to the mall, which I don't think I've been to the mall.
I hate the mall.
In like since high school, I think. Like it's been so long since I've been to a mall.
That's where I got fitted for my tux.
True, but like we went to Nordstrom. That's like separate. I wouldn't call that the mall because we weren't in the thick of the mall.
The mall sucks.
Like, okay. I wish that everyone could have seen you in the mall because I feel like most people would think I would be the crazy person in the mall.
Yeah.
Like the annoying, like, oh, this is so... No, it was Trent. I was cool as a cucumber walking through the crowds. I had my... I knew what I wanted. I knew what stores I wanted to go to. And I was just happy to be there and walking around with a smile on my face. And Trent over here looks like he's the most miserable person in the entire world.
It was so crowded. The one, I don't know how to feel whenever, like, I'm in a all, like, women's clothes store, right?
Yeah, like, what
and
do
then,
you do?
And then you're like, come in here to the changing room. And I just feel a little awkward. And,
I wish y'all could have seen him. We were in Altered State, which is like a girls store. Yeah, like they only sell girls clothes, I'm pretty sure.
Definitely.
And there's a million girls everywhere. Girls with their moms, girls with their sisters, girls with their friends, like all girls everywhere. And of course, there's the occasional guy that's like shopping with their girlfriend or wife or whoever. But like Trent literally stands there and he like doesn't know what to do with his hands. Like,
like, let me hold that bag.
And he's like following me, but not following me. So like, I'm like, Trent, what are you doing? Like, come here. Like, he's just like standing in the middle of the store, like his eyes just like glossed over. Like he doesn't know what's going on.
I don't know where to look.
And then, yeah, I went to go try on a dress because I was mainly looking for my baby shower dress at that store. And I found one. And I was like, oh, I need to try this on. So we went back to the dressing rooms and Trent's like, what do I do? Do I like sit? Where do I go? And so he sat down and of course I'm like, try on this dress. And then I open the door. I'm like, Trent,
yeah.
Oh, Trent, where'd you go? Like, couldn't find you.
Like, I don't want to go into the dressing room because I don't want to be like, there's a peeker. We got a peeker.
Woo!
Get the peeker. We got a freaking, whatever it's called. What's it called? A child person. Peeking. We got a peeker. Pervert.
Anyway, it was really funny to watch Trent in the mall, and he was really stressing. But I ended up, I tried on that dress and I had, okay, so rewind. This week I had started really looking for baby shower dresses online because I need one. And I was like, okay, it's getting close. So I need to go ahead and look for an outfit. And it's so complicated to shop when you're pregnant, especially online, because it's like, first of all, you don't want to buy maternity stuff because then maternity stuff you can't wear after you have the baby. And so you want to buy something that you can wear, you know, afterwards. But, and most places have these like bump friendly dresses where it's not maternity, but it's bump friendly. So I'm like trying to look through those and everything. But like the issue is like, I thought I wanted a short dress. And with short dresses these days, these dresses that places are selling right now, they're called mini dresses. First of all, they don't even call them short dresses anymore because they're mini. They are literally like, you move, you might see a vagina. That's how short they are. And it's hard when you're pregnant because your bump raises up the dress. And so I'm like, will my vagina be showing throughout my baby shower? I don't know. And then I'm just like, then you get in your head because you're like, I don't know what I'm going to look like in 4 weeks whenever this baby shower is. Like, yeah. I don't know how big my belly is going to be. I don't know what looks good on me right now because my body looks different. I'm not the same person I was before. And it's just like, it's hard. So anyway, I bought a dress online that I thought maybe would look good, but I went ahead and went to the mall and found a dress there. And then my mom was texting me options because I was like, Mom, help me. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. There's too many dresses. And so she was helping me and sending me stuff. And then I told her I had tried that dress on at Altered State. And she was like, well, why don't you just go ahead and buy that? And you can always return it if you like the other one that you bought online better. Yeah. And that's why moms are the best. So,
yeah, totally.
So anyway, I'm really happy with the dress I got. So that's a win.
Yeah. Dress is
and
cute.
Then we had to go to Aerie, which Aerie, shout out to freaking Aerie. Aerie's like the best store ever, I think.
No, I would say if I were a girl, that Altered State's the best store ever.
Okay, both of them were really good though, right? We went to two solid stores.
Aerie didn't have as much stuff.
True, but they had very, like, their niche. Aerie is like loungewear, underwear, bras, and sportswear. That's their
niche.
Their thing? Yeah.
Okay.
And then Altered State is like everything, like dress. Oh my God. Okay, if anyone is listening to this and you're a girl and you need an outfit or a dress, go to Altered State.
Yes.
Oh my God, they have so many cute things. Everything is like, I don't know, it's just like adorable stuff. And they had cute hats, they had cute bows, they have like cute jewelry, everything. And then, who knew, they had a kids section.
Very
with
cute
like the
kids
most
clothes.
Adorable kids clothes. And sometimes
very
kids
cute.
Clothes, y'all know, can be like super tacky and super stupid looking. And these kids' clothes were so cute, so
yeah.
adorable. And that's where I'm gonna go if I ever need my kid to look cute as fuck, because those clothes were cute. And didn't they have like matching sets and stuff?
Yeah, like that
for like the
kid.
Dad and the kid.
Yeah,
so cute.
Kids, kid.
So then I wanted to go to Aerie because I wanted to get some lounging clothes, especially for like coming home from the hospital and just like hanging out, being able to breastfeed in certain clothes. Like I wanted to just get some comfy loungewear. So I wanted a matching set, and Aerie, I mean, perfect matching set. It was so freaking cute. It's shorts and a long sleeve top, but like it has a long neckline so you can easily like pull it down and breastfeed.
Pop that thing
so
out.
So freaking
you get me?
Cute. I had to try it on because I wasn't sure about sizes and everything. But I'll be able to, like, you know, have a diaper on or a bunch of pads, whatever I end up wearing postpartum. And I think it's going to be perfect. So I was super happy about that.
Yeah.
And then I found something on clearance there, too. Another top that's good for breastfeeding. So shout out, Aerie.
Shout out.
For
well,
being the goat.
I think another reason why I don't like going, like, I'm such a fast shopper. And if I ever go somewhere, mm-hmm. I know what I'm getting. And I'm in and out. And I'm even
so you
like,
were annoyed that I was like perusing.
No, and I wasn't getting anything for myself. So it's kind of selfish,
so,
right?
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, it's kind of selfish. But and then like lines for me, I'm not standing in a line.
Oh yeah, we. So we passed Sephora, and I was like, "Ooh, can we go in there? Because I kind of need setting spray." And he looked in there, and it was a madhouse in there. And he was like, seriously, like, can you just buy it online? And I was like, I could, but, like, I also could go in the store and buy it right now. So we ended up going in there, and I had asked the lady where I could find whatever, and we found it. And then Trent looks at the line, and he goes, yeah, are you sure you can't buy that online? Because that line was literally wrapped around the whole store, I'm pretty sure.
It was wild. And so we didn't buy anything.
Yeah,
thank
it
God.
Was it was pretty crazy. It was a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, the mall was just a madhouse, but proud of you for sticking through it.
Yeah.
But before that, so we we got all dressed up for our date, or I did. I did my makeup, hair, whatever.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to record a TikTok of me doing my makeup, and I thought, what a genius idea to have Trent do the voiceover to this TikTok video. So I'm recording myself doing my makeup and I finish it and I edit it. And then I hand the phone to Trent and I say, all right, do a voiceover to this and explain what I'm doing with my makeup. And Trent got one. He was so nervous.
I was nervous. I'm not a TikToker.
I know. But this video is hilarious.
It's pretty funny. It was fun doing it, but I was nervous to do it, obviously, because I've never done it. And
it was, I mean, I was sitting there while he was recording it, and I, like, could not stop laughing because the most random shit was coming out of his mouth, and it was so funny. But Trent is officially my TikTok manager.
Yep, I am. I'm in charge of kind of responding to people and
making
sure
y'all didn't know,
build our fame.
I'm still famous on TikTok.
We're building our fame currently, and, you know, we'll see where it takes us.
Well, my thing is, like, I can't look at the comments. I can't look at anything. Like, I don't even look at the notifications. I don't look at how many likes I have. I don't look at how many views. I don't look at anything.
Yeah.
I post a video, and I never look at my... Like, I'll scroll through my For You page, but I'll never look at my profile. And so Trent gets on my TikTok, and he sees that I have, like, a million notifications that I haven't looked at. And so he's like, let me look at them. So he's scrolling through them, and he's like, you need to respond to these people to, like, grow your following if you want to. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't want to look at the comments because I know I don't have tough skin when it comes to that kind of stuff. So, like, one negative comment will send me in a depression.
Spiral. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, you can respond.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right. So we sat there and Trent's scrolling through these comments, reading, you know, only like the positive ones to me and the ones where people ask questions, and he's typing responses and trying to act like he's a girl. really funny.
My idea was, I mean, it would be cool to have a little following. Not necessarily that's what you're setting out to do or nothing, but, like, I mean, some people are taking some time to watch your videos, right? And then they're either asking questions or kind of like telling some of their
story
on your post. So it's kind of cool.
It's crazy. That's kind of happening. It's crazy that people, like, take the time to go to the comment section and, like, write. Some of these comments are so detailed, and some of them are, like, total TMI. Like, this one lady was telling me about her cervical mucus.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh my God.
But it was dry.
Like, what in their right mind? Like, why are they commenting on my video? And anyway, it's just crazy to me that, like, I don't know, people do that and they're doing it with my videos. But I think
it's cool that, like, they're being, like, vulnerable, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and
I guess
commenting on your post, and then I would say, hey, well, why don't you just like it or say, oh, so sweet, I'm thinking about you, or whatever it might be. And then they'll start following all your videos, and then you'll be famous, and then we'll be millionaires, and then there you go.
Trent saw that one of the comments was from, like, this jewelry brand.
No, it was a makeup brand.
I thought it was, makeup, or skincare. And they, like, commented, like, oh, you should be using our stuff, whatever. And Trent was like, oh, my God, you could get free stuff. And so he clicks on the profile, and I'm like, is it a scam? And he's like, no, it looks legit. And I looked at it. They literally had 4 videos. I'm like, Trent, that's a scam.
Well, maybe they don't have videos.
They're on TikTok. Why would they not?
Well, you didn't for the longest time.
Well, brands should have videos for sure. Anyway, so... Trent's going to take over my TikTok, and we're going to get famous, which I already am pretty much famous.
Yeah, every couple of days I'll respond to comments. I think it's a good thing because, like I said, people are taking the time to watch your 5-minute video, whatever it might be, a comment, something maybe they're not super comfortable talking about with friends or their husband or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I
it's
think
just
that's
crazy
kinda cool.
Because, like, women are so interesting because they'll go on TikTok, and obviously your algorithm is, like, serving you what you listen to and what you watch and stuff like that. And so if they're coming across my video, they're obviously, like, trying to get pregnant, or they're already pregnant, whatever, moms, whoever. And they see this video, and, like, one of the girls was like, I'm really struggling because I'm really stressed out about trying to conceive, and it's like weighing me down or whatever. And it's just like the fact that she goes to TikTok to comment that, and like she was like, "What's your advice for this?" And I'm like, "You need to talk to people. Like, you need to talk to your partner. Like, don't bottle it up and put it on TikTok. Like, you know, like, that's it's just people, crazy that like people think to do that though,
because like,
it's like, just communicate your issues to your partner and your friends and your family. Like,
yeah, but it might not be that easy sometimes,
but they go to the internet and
because there's a safe place where, okay, maybe there's other people that are dealing with this as well. And maybe I can find comfort in,
yeah, I mean, there
what
is
they're
a,
doing to help with that. You
there
know?
Is something to be said about the community that the internet can grow in certain spaces.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, get off the internet and go talk to a human about
hey,
this.
You can't
like,
say these things. You can't say these things. As your manager, you cannot say these things.
I mean, I'm all for, like, I don't know. Whatever helps you, but, like, if you're still stressed out about that stuff, like, then you need to find...
Well, maybe sometimes it helps people, too, to write it out and post it out there. You know, maybe somebody will comment and say, hey, hang in there. You know, you're doing great. You know, yeah. All this kind of stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. I started doing TikToks because I wanted to document my journey.
Yeah.
For myself. And I had no idea that one video would
attention.
Blow
yeah,
up
yeah.
like it did. And here we are. And I've just kept going with it because for me, it's fun to document my pregnancy. And one day I'll be able to look back and be like, because you forget so much about pregnancy. Like already, I forget what my first trimester was like, and I'm still fucking pregnant. So like, I know years down the yeah. road, I'm going to forget what pregnancy was like with our first. And so now I'll have this to look back on, and I feel like I'm pretty good at it.
No, you are good. I mean,
like
clearly.
I've never felt uncomfortable talking to a camera. Like I have yeah. to do that for work. So,
yeah. Well, the next goal, which just may never happen. More than likely, it won't happen. But we got to figure out how to monetize this shit. not that that's super important, but I think that would be cool.
I mean, yeah, that would be like the goal. But my issue is like, I hate being on my phone. And people who monetize like social media and stuff, who are famous on social media, whatever, like have a big following and get money from it. They're constantly on their phones and they're constantly thinking about what can I film? What can I post? And I seriously yeah. don't think I can live like that.
No,
it's hard. Like you've got to have a really like, you got to set a lot of boundaries. I feel like for yourself.
Well, you can attack it from a different angle. Like you don't want this to make you like super famous and a millionaire, you know, you do a video a week, kind of like you do, or, you know, two videos a week if something were to come of it. You know, just something like that. Just set boundaries early, like you said.
Yeah, and, but like if you really wanted to like blow up, you have to be doing like 7 videos a day.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. But then there's the factor of like, okay, right now I'm filming pregnancy related stuff. Well, eventually I'm not going to be pregnant. I'm going to have a kid. So like then it comes into play where the question is, do you put your kid on social media? Because there are some people who will show their kid and do videos with their kid and their kid is the main point of their account.
Yeah.
Whereas some people are like so against that and will never show their kid on social media. And
well, yeah, well,
that's just like a huge conversation.
But still, it's like you, right? You're the one that created it, not our kid. So like, I would say like, I wouldn't be against showing the kid on social media, but I would be like, not make it the highlight.
Right.
Obviously,
not make it
you
like
continue
the center of attention
to do your thing and kind of change it from like, what you're feeling with pregnancy to what you're
what's
feeling
about
with.
Motherhood
yeah.
and parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's kind of where I want to go with it. Like, cause I still feel like I'm a teenager. Like I literally feel like I'm a teen mom because yeah. I'm so young and I'm still growing yeah. up and I'm still learning. So like, I feel like there's people that can relate to that. And like, yeah. I'm going to learn so much as I go through this journey with you and everything. Yeah. Like, and I'm going to have fun with it. Yeah. And we're both going to, like, I don't know. We're just two children growing, basically, raising another child. Like, basically. So I just, I don't know. That's going to be my kind of.
Well, like, I mean, and as much as, like, you can learn stuff too from, like, you know, like, obviously we have our parents, and that's like the first thing that we go to, right? Parents, mm-hmm, siblings that have kids for advice. But maybe somebody, they don't always have the answer, right? I'm not saying to post something on TikTok to find an answer, but like, people may have the same issue happening in their lives, say, oh, this is what I did. And it's cool to kind of see that.
Yeah, but then you go down the rabbit hole of like everyone giving you advice that you don't want.
Well, then you don't have to read them or
and respond to them, right? You're my manager.
Yeah.
But
don't tell me how to be a parent, asshole.
I mean, we're gonna have so many funny stories. Like, I just know, because you and I are two silly, like, people who know how to take a joke and how to live life in a fun way. And so we're gonna have so many funny stories with our child.
Yeah.
And I think it's just gonna be fun to share. And, like, make parenting more, like, lighthearted, because sometimes you, like, get on social media and everything is so negative about parenting,
yeah,
which is understandable because parenting's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's not easy. Kids aren't easy. So, like, I get it, but I mean, I feel like I can bring light to it, or, like, I don't know, a sense of happiness and joy to it.
I got sunshine.
And, like, nothing's that serious, you know?
On a cloudy day. Yeah.
Let's do a little pulse check.
So that, hold on. That's our goal for TikTok there. Thank you. That's how, that's
TikTok,
like, the
2024
You're
goals.
Welcome, everybody, for the blueprint on how to become TikTok famous.
Pulse check.
Pulse check.
Pregnancy, baby, how are we feeling? You specifically. We're coming up to the end of the second trimester. We're getting to part three out of three.
Yeah.
How
it's
are
been
you
pretty
doing?
Awesome. It's going by fast for me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because actually I've been doing probably a little bit more travel recently. So it's like just going fast for me.
Yeah.
But it seems like just yesterday we were like, you know, coming up with names, or
right,
we're pregnant, or, yeah, you know, so, which is kind of good, I guess.
How do you feel knowing that it's so close on the horizon? Like, it's,
I feel great.
2 to 3 months away, more than the 3 months away.
Yeah. No, I feel great. You know, it's, exciting, scary, mostly exciting. Just
what
kinda
do you think is your biggest fear at the moment?
Like, not being a good parent, I guess. I don't know. Like, just, like, the standard answer, I guess. I mean.
Yeah. Like, am I doing this right?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. But I know, like, I'm, like, a kind of, like, a figured out type of person and not, like, plan. So, right. I have no doubt that I will figure it out.
Yeah.
But it is still scary to have, to be, like, over somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah,
their number one guardian child, or watcher, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you have to keep the thing alive. Yeah. And it's all on you.
yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Well, so, like, just thinking about that now can be scary, but once, like, you know, it's here and you kind of get into the groove, it's going to be cake. Not cake, but, like, no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
so your attitude going into it is just kind of like,
oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. No. Yeah, just,
like,
excited.
We'll figure it out.
Excited, scared. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Like I said, I'm not, like, one to plan, and it, like, kind of stresses me out more to have a plan.
Really?
Yeah. In some things, like that, because I think that,
well, you can't really have a plan.
Right.
Like,
so
it's,
I think
so,
the reason it stresses me out to have a plan, because if I do have a plan, I want it to go to plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it stresses me out to get off the plan. And your plan's never going to go as planned with that.
I feel like with most things in my life, I've had a plan.
I know.
And with this specific thing, welcoming a baby into the world and everything that comes with it, like the labor experience, after that, like breastfeeding, I don't know, sleep schedules, like everything. I feel like this is the one thing in my life where I don't have a plan.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the best way to go about it. Obviously, like, I love knowledge. Like, I do have some knowledge about all of it. But I have that knowledge, and I'm not making a plan based on everything that I know, because I know just how up in the air everything can be.
Well, because I think, like I was just saying, like, if you're this way, too, if you make a plan, you want to stick to the plan, right? And it doesn't really allow you to be, like, agile and kind of, like, bounce around if something
roll
happens.
With the punches.
Like, oh, no, it's got to be this way, kind of.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't. So let's just not even make a plan. Fuck it.
I mean, it's just, I don't understand how people can go in with a birth plan, because there's so many things that could happen.
Yeah.
And to me, it just seems like something that's so unpredictable. And like, how the heck do you have a plan for that? So I'm going into it with just like an open attitude of whatever happens, happens. Get this baby out of me, and I'm going to get the epidural, and that's that. Like, that's all I know.
I think a plan, like a birth plan, would, for most people, probably comforts them, right? So you're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And how often it goes that way, I don't know. Probably hardly ever.
Right.
But it's just probably like a comfort thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this is what is going to happen. It's preparing them for, okay, this baby's about to come out.
Yeah.
Preparing myself for ripping or whatever the words are.
Yeah.
And kind of just soothes them, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like doing that sets you up for failure, because if you deviate from the plan, it's just going to make you feel like you failed at, like, you know,
your
like
first
you didn't
job
get
as
what
a parent, you failed at. Like, just kidding. But,
like, you suck. So
nice plan, jackass.
But even with breastfeeding, like, there's so, you don't know if your baby's going to latch. You don't know if your baby is going to, like, enjoy your milk. Like, your baby could have an aversion to your milk. Like, there's so many things that could happen. So, like, you can't just assume that everything's going to be, I don't know, a-okay and what. So, like, I don't know. I'm just totally, I don't have a plan. And I think that's the right way to be with all of this.
Yep.
But also, too, like, attitude-wise, I feel like at the moment, which, let me just say this, each week, I get more and more scared of the change that's coming.
That's a brewing.
Yeah. And so right now, I'm very scared, and I'm also very excited. But I feel like I have a good attitude about it, because I'm going into this, and I've done this with pregnancy kind of too. Like, I've had this attitude of eventually we're going to be doing this, hopefully, God willing, with another kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be pregnant with our second. And we're going to be doing this.
Like in December, maybe? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding everybody.
But we're going to be doing this while we have another child to handle and to parent. And so I'm trying, like, during pregnancy, like, I'm trying to be very active, because I know that, like, I'm going to have a toddler running around that I'm going to have to chase and everything eventually. And so when I'm pregnant again, like, it's not going to be sitting on the couch, lying down, not doing anything. Like, no, I'm going to have responsibilities. I'm going to have a child to take care of. So in my head, the more, like, active I can be, the better off I'm going to be. And then going into, like, actually having the baby, I'm trying to think about, like, pretending that this first child is our second. Like, having that attitude of, like, pretending almost that we have another child that's forcing us to do things and get out of the newborn bubble as quickly as possible. And, like, because when you have your second, you can't be in a newborn bubble. You just can't, because that kid is going to swim lessons, or it is going out to school, or whatever it might be. And so your baby needs to just go with the flow of things, of your life. And so that's kind of my attitude, is like, this baby isn't changing our life. It's coming into our life. And, like, we're going to take it with us into the things that we do. Obviously, our life is going to change drastically.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, yes, it's going to be hard and whatever, and it's easier said than done. But my hope is that we can have the attitude of, this is
a second.
in a way.
Yeah.
Like, and not, I don't know, just, I feel like it helps that I have an older sister who has two kids, and you have your brother who has two kids and they've got their third on the way. Like, you're just able to see how it is when you already have a kid and you have another on the way. Like, it's so much, it's way different than your first one. And so, I don't know, I just feel like having that attitude could help a ton.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Obviously, we're still going to have the first baby syndromes because we don't fucking know what we're doing. Like we've already said,
it's our first.
Like we're learning everything for the first time. And whereas those people who already have kids, they've been through it. They kind of know what to expect. Yeah. They feel like they've done this before and they're good at it now. And so we're going into it not knowing really much at all. And we're learning everything for the first time. But still, I'm hopeful that we can have the mindset of like, it's not that serious. Everything is a phase.
It's very we'll serious, get through actually. It.
Well, yes, it's serious, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
No.
Like taking things as it comes and not stressing too much over the, like, I think
just
the
take
best.
Take them to the mall, like playground kind of thing.
Yeah. Like the best advice. No. We passed in the mall. There's like those play area things. I literally couldn't even look at it because of the amount of germs in there. Like, no, you could never pay me enough money to go into one of those places with a kid. Like, there's no way. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, I had a good thought, but I forgot it.
You were saying.
I don't know, but.
It's not very important. It's what you, or it's not serious.
Oh, the best piece of advice that I think I've gotten is like to enjoy every phase because the phases don't last forever. It's just a phase. Like, because you're going to have so many shitty phases of whether it's teething or a colicky baby or whatever it might be, but like, that's not going to last forever. And like the sleepless nights aren't going to last forever. It's going to suck in the middle of it for sure.
Yeah.
But like, try to enjoy it as much as you possibly can. Because then it's gone. And then you'll never get that time back. Like your newborn is only a newborn for however long, you know?
Yeah. I got you.
And then it grows up and everything is, you know, different. And then there's a new phase that comes along and a new stage and new things and new developments.
And then they get their driver's license.
And then, And then fast forward and that's happening. So it's just like, I think that's the best piece of advice I've gotten that I'm really going to try to remind myself of through the thick of it because I know it's going to be hard, but
suck it up. It's a phase.
Yeah. Nothing lasts forever. So
that's right.
And that is Parenting 101 with Jenny and Trent.
Yeah. We've never even done it before.
Hope I'm doing this right.
Oh shit.
But it'll be fun. It'll be exciting, but yeah, it's getting closer. And closer every day. I'm coming up to the third trimester, which we got to talk about our dinner last night. This was the very first time in my life, I'm pretty sure, that I was not able to finish my full plate.
Not even half, really.
Yeah, I don't even think I ate half of my meal. Like, what? It just goes to show you, like, in pregnancy, where are your organs? Nowhere to be found. Bye.
In your chest.
Baby's taking over. It's just like I was trying to explain to Trent last night because he was like, why aren't you eating? Like, are you good? Like, is everything okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. But like the baby, literally the uterus is taking up all of the space. Like it's above my belly button at this point and it goes back. So like the only place my organs have to go is up.
Yeah.
It's like my stomach and my lungs and my everything are just like crammed.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to be able to eat like full ass meals anymore, which is really depressing. And like, it's going to probably be the suckiest part of pregnancy towards the end because.
Well, that means we got to get good things that are small.
Yeah. I'll just have to snack often and small meals and whatnot. But yeah, that was depressing. But I got. Oh, and she fucked up my order.
Yeah, that was depressing.
I ordered a fried chicken sandwich, which, as y'all know, is my go-to right now.
Yeah.
and I got it with sweet potato fries. And sure enough, she brings out a grilled chicken sandwich, which maybe is just a sign from God that I need to stop eating fried foods or something. Like,
well, you ate sweet potato fries, so.
Oops.
Which were really good.
They were really good. But yeah, that was just so depressing. That might be like the most depressing thing. Like when you order like a fried chicken or fried fish or something and they bring out the grilled version.
Yeah, we could have made a stink about it, but you know, whatever.
I sucked it up and I ate it.
I asked you if you wanted me to say something. And I typically don't like saying stuff. But if that's what you want, then I would have said something for you.
I also ordered this watermelon spritz mocktail. And oh my God, this thing was just like watermelon syrup. And I really shouldn't have drank it because it was straight just like sugar. But I drank it. And I think that also like made me feel extra full.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we got pretzels that had like...
Hey, can I get some pretzel with the salt?
Literally. The amount of salt on this pretzel was like disgusting.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We could bathe in the salt. Yeah, we like, had it to was like, that much.
Wipe it off. Next yeah. time. So if you ever go to Mahoney's, order this pretzel without salt.
Yeah. No for salt, sure. please.
And honey mustard because it's better.
The honey mustard was fire.
Yeah.
But did you like your meal?
It was good. I wouldn't get a steak again there, which was kind of stupid for me to get a steak there because yeah. it's not like a steak place. But it was like $22 for a steak. So I was like, okay, I'll do a steak.
So random. He's the worst at ordering, I swear. Anyway, other things that have happened to me recently with pregnancy.
Yeah.
My eyes are all fucked up, which has been really annoying.
Have you been using that eyeball remover?
Anyway, I woke up one morning with like a floater in my eye, which if you don't know what a floater is, it's like if you looked at the sun for too long or like a light for too long and you look away and you have the little flashies in your eye.
Yeah.
That's kind of what a floater is. And I woke up one morning with it and it did not go away throughout the entire day. And normally those like will go, you know, you'll have it for like a minute or so and it'll go away. Yeah. But this one did not go away and it was like pissing me off.
Is it still there?
It's not as bad anymore. Like sometimes I get them more often, like for the past couple of days, I've gotten them more often. And so I'm researching it and of course could be a pregnancy symptom. And apparently your eyes get like really dry during pregnancy, which I've experienced the past couple of days. Like I felt more tired, but I think it's just my eyes being dry.
It's that glue.
Go watch the TikTok because you're not going to understand what he's talking about unless you watch the TikTok. But then like, I don't know. The hardest part about pregnancy and everything is like
yeah.
the unknown, obviously. And like, there's so many symptoms that could happen as we come close to the end here, like varicose veins, stretch marks, nausea could come back. There's a bunch of others that are like terrible that I've heard of. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just like the waiting game of like, are these things going to happen to me or not? Preeclampsia. So many things.
Pre what?
Preeclampsia.
What is preeclampsia?
It's just like high blood pressure during pregnancy. Oh, gestational diabetes.
Preeclampsia? They should come up with a better name for that. That kind of sounds scary.
It is scary. It's really bad. Like you could go into labor early. Like you could be forced to go into labor early because you have preeclampsia.
Oh.
So it's like a really bad thing because it could really affect the baby. Yeah. That's why I've been taking my blood pressure to make sure that my blood pressure is
on track.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's smart.
I mean, a lot of people get it. Like it's a pretty normal thing, but it's definitely not the best thing to deal with. Oh, carpal tunnel. You could get that during pregnancy as a pregnancy symptom. Like what? All of these random ass things that could happen to your body. Like what? Anyway.
I wonder if that's a new one. Like
no.
I'm talking about like 10, 15 years.
Not no.
like yesterday or nothing. But
I
like,
think all of these pregnancy symptoms have
carpal tunnel.
Yeah,
but like I'm wondering if like it's something to do since like cell phones, because like people are on their cell phones a lot, and a big one is like resting your cell phone on your pinky.
Oh yeah, well it's got to be something with the hormones of pregnancy though that makes it because it's
inflamed.
Pregnancy. Yeah, it's pregnancy related.
Oh,
the pregnancy hormones are just ugh. They can cause so much shit to go wrong.
Yeah.
but we're trucking along. I'm 26 weeks.
Yeah.
And doing dandy.
Yeet.
And my husband's the best because he takes care of me and he massages my back when it hurts.
Yeah. That's really fun.
That's why I hate when you go out of town, because then I don't have my massaging buddy.
You could work, or maybe not since you're pregnant, but I was saying before, you could probably do Theragun on your back.
I could do it. It's just no fun doing it to yourself, because then you're like in awkward positions trying to do it, and then you're sore because your arm's up in a weird position. Then you're like, crap, my arm hurts now.
I'm in a pretzel.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. What have you watched this week? Anything fun?
We finished, well, I was kind of out all week, but we finished Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think about Bridgerton? Thought it was all right?
It was okay. Definitely wasn't the best season. I was kind of happy with how it ended. Like, I was happy that they, you know, ended up together and they were happy. And I liked how they did the whole Lady Whistledown
thing,
revealing and all of that. Like, it was fine.
It definitely, it's just not like enough action really for me, you know?
Well, I think there's not enough, like, it's not like it used to be in season one. Like, season one was so steamy.
Yeah.
Remember? Like, I don't know. There's not enough of that anymore, which we did get a little bit with Penelope and what's his face this season. Some steamy scenes.
Colin.
But I don't know. It's just not as dramatic as it used to be.
Yeah.
Lady Whistledown, dearest gentle readers.
You're pretty good at that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think that was about the only one we watched.
I went to go see Inside Out 2.
Tell us about that.
Well, if you haven't seen Inside Out 1, you must. Like, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's such a great movie. It's technically a kid's movie because it's animated. But this movie is 100% for the adults. Like, kids do not understand what this movie is about. I don't even think like a 12-year-old would understand what this movie is about. Like, it's definitely for the adults. It's basically about the emotions in your head. And the emotions are different characters, and they portray it in the movie. Like, I don't know. It's so well done, and it's just so accurate. Like, this Inside Out 2, they introduced anxiety, embarrassment, boredom.
Oh, my gosh.
And one other one.
Boredom.
Jealousy, maybe? Or envy. And so, because Riley, the main girl, has now grown up, and she's like in puberty. And so the emotions that you get when you're dealing with puberty are those. Yeah. And it's so well done. It's just such a good movie. And it's so funny. It made me cry. It was just everything you want in a movie. It was amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm sad that you didn't get to go see it. But
yeah, I was left out.
Did you like the first one? I feel like you were like, this wasn't that good.
It was good.
Okay. It's so funny when they show the parents' emotions, because they show, like, I don't know, the emotions that go on in the parents' head, too. Yeah. And it's just so accurate. It's so funny. And I think Sadness is my favorite character out of the new characters. I really liked Embarrassment. He was really funny. He didn't say one word the entire time, but just his facial expressions and everything were so funny. And Anxiety was really good. Like, the way they portrayed anxiety in the movie was so, so accurate. Perfect.
Yeah.
And there was a full-on panic attack that happened in the movie. Like, the girl. Riley had a panic attack. And just the way that they were able to capture that was so genius. And yeah, I just think, I mean, anyone and everyone should go see that movie.
Do it over the age
of
15.
And I'm pretty sure it's only in theaters, so you need to go. Bring your kids.
For now.
They won't get it, but they'll enjoy watching it because it's colorful and
animated.
Yeah. And there's some intense scenes, so if your kid doesn't like that, then, you know, just beware. But it was really good.
Cool.
Good old time at the movie theater, because I was off for Juneteenth.
Shout out.
and our dog is a big faker.
Oh, he is a mother faker.
He started limping on a walk that I took him on while I was off. And
freaking out.
He was so pathetic. Like, Trent was out of town, so he couldn't see it. But, like, this dog, I've never seen him so just like
miserable. Yeah.
And I really thought he was like so hurt because he was acting like so bad. And then Trent comes home later in the evening and gets Bogey out of his kennel. And I'm at the movie at this point, so I'm not even home. And Bogey just comes jogging out of his kennel, not limping at all. And he's like,
He's a faker.
I kind of had a feeling that he was being a faker. And so that's why I wasn't too concerned about it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like call the vet or anything because I was like, I swear. Because I was checking him like all up and down his arm, moving it all over the place. And nothing. He wasn't whimpering. He wasn't doing anything. He kept lifting his paw and like trying to show me his paw because it hurt.
Oh,
anyway.
Poor bud.
Yeah. It was something else, but.
Faker.
Mother faker. Other than that, I don't think I've. Oh, I've been watching like reality shows. Like I started Perfect Match.
We don't have to hear about those.
I've watched Love Island UK, which is shitty this year. I don't really love it. Mm-hmm. But apparently Love Island USA is better, so I might start watching that instead. But yeah, Traitors is coming soon.
We didn't even finish the other one.
No, but there's a really good cast with Wells. Really good people, so I'm excited for that. And then we've got The Bear. We've mentioned all these shows, but they still have yet to come out. So
The Bear. I think Bear is coming out like waiting. This week, 27th or something.
Oh, nice.
I think, yeah.
This week we have a tour at the hospital. We're going to go see where everything's going to go down.
Where
shit's going to hit the fan.
Down.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's going to be like.
The tour?
I can't wait. Maybe we'll have like cool TVs. I've heard some people say that you should take your like Roku.
Remote?
Yeah. And you can like do it on the TV. Oh. Well,
I don't
never
think.
Mind then. Or no, your Fire don't. Stick.
We don't have one of those either.
Oh, well, anyway, so that you could like watch Netflix and stuff on the TV at the hospital. But anywho,
let's enjoy this great Sunday.
Hands in. Team on three, 1, 2, 3.
Team.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, that's all I got. Everybody enjoy the World Series today. Hopefully Scottie Scheffler wins again. That'd be cool. And enjoy your Sunday.
Peace.
Love.
Happiness.
Yes.